Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish, and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. Did you know that there are three times more email accounts than Facebook and Twitter accounts combined?
I'm totally unsurprised, actually. All right, more of us have grown up with email than those who have grown up with Twitter and all that.
That's a very good point. And, you know, you are six times more likely to get a click-through from an email than, say, Twitter.
Perfectly understandable again, because how many of us are obsessive about checking our emails? And we're always thinking, I better look, you never know what I might be missing out on. So, of course, studies are then putting the ROI of email marketing at a very, very high rate. Email marketing. Who would have thought that would still be relevant today? But obviously it is. 112%, according to some studies, that is the ROI. The average open rate, slightly over 20%. Those of you going, but you know, I do so much email marketing. I send out these EDMs all the time, and only 5% of people are opening those emails. There's a reason for that. You know, sometimes all it has to do is your subject line, your email subject line.
And so, now we're more aware of like clickbait or potentially, you know, it could be a, I don't know, a virus email or something like that. But we agree that email still reigns supreme when it comes to usage. In fact, with a user base of over 4 billion people, email is the king of marketing channels. How about that?
Well, I think it's time, if you haven't already, to be exploring email marketing in a big way. A lot of businesses now operating online, new ones have opened up as well. So you know your audience is already online. You know they're going to be checking their social email account or even their work email account. And I get a lot of these emails in my business account as well. To be frank, I don't open all of them. Half the time I'm hitting delete, delete, delete. But sometimes I do. And sometimes the marketeer hits the jackpot. Yeah, and I think that's what they're waiting for. Because it is so cheap, it is so much easier to get ROI as well.
Question of the day. How can you do email marketing right? Very Young, Managing Director of iFoundries, is on the line to help us out. Very good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I suppose let's start us off by helping set the tone to talk to us about email marketing. What are the different types of email marketing that's out there?
Sure. So basically, you don't want to actually mass send an email to like few hundreds or even few thousands of email addresses. If not, then you'll be getting risk or having your email address being marked as spam. So that's where you use email marketing to have a tool to actually help you with that. So there are like three types of email marketing emails. So for promotional emails, those are typically used for engaging with your audience, like your monthly newsletters, your offers that you send out on a monthly or weekly basis. Then there's scheduled emails. So these are like sending an email with the birthday greetings to your subscriber on their birthday, or remind someone to actually renew their membership when they're close to their anniversary. And lastly, you have these transactional emails. So these are emails that gets sent each time a trigger is being activated. So for example, you added something to your shopping cart in an e-commerce store and you did not check out. So you got an email probably one day after to tell you that, no, you have something on your shopping cart. Why don't you check out? I'm sure you're pretty familiar with that.
Now, Very, all of this needs to be carefully calibrated, doesn't it? Because what you said at the beginning was don't be sending out so many emails, otherwise they will end up in the spam folders. You also have to be very clear about how large your email database is going to be and whether each and every person there has been carefully targeted. You can't be spraying and praying, right? So tell us more about what's available out there in terms of tech or otherwise strategy that business owners can use in order to ensure that their campaigns, their email marketing campaigns, are actually smart.
Right. So basically, with the tools out there right now, with the more advanced technology itself, I think there are two key ideas that they need to embark on. So mainly is automation, and secondly is to actually personalize. So you can actually set up your email marketing tool to automate the segmentation of your subscribers. So for example, you send out emails, and then based on the actions that they took on the email, the kind of links that they click on, how they visited the website after they click on the link itself, you can actually automatically segment them into different teams. For example, you have a group of subscribers that's interested in buying apparels, and probably you have another group that's interested in buying children's wear. So based on the themes of these segments, you can then personalize your emails to their interests, and this will become more relevant. So when they actually open and read this email itself, they find the content more relevant to them, and they will be anticipating to open and click onto your emails and your future email campaigns as well.
Right, it's about a 360-degree customer view, right? So
yes, that's right.
It's got all to be coming together as one at some stage.
That's very right. Interesting. So at the end of the day, right, I suppose, mm-hmm. I mean, we've been talking about how best to do this and how to define email marketing. But one of the things that Bharati brought up earlier on was that this whole ROI of email marketing, was how exactly do you measure it then?
Right. There's reports that the ROIs, or the average ROIs for email marketing is $42 for every $1 you spend. So that's actually very high. So the key metrics that you actually use to measure the success of email campaign usually are open rates and click-through rates. But you don't take these metrics alone, because they don't really mean anything if you don't really use them to assist in your conversion objective. Right. So if you want someone to actually sign up on your offer after they click on a button or email, so that is your conversion objective. And your open rate and click-through rate will actually help you see whether you are actually attributing to these conversions.
I've always said that, you know, people can skew metrics and stats any way they like just to make it look good, right? So what you said about $42 for every $1, we've got to take that with a pinch of salt as well. And of course, it's been pointed out to me several times that, you know, because it is so cheap, it is so much easier to achieve, you know, 4 times or 10 times the ROI, because it is cheap. We have to accept that. But like you said, it's got to be a little more calibrated and a little more granular, our analysis of how successful a campaign is. So if we considered what you just said, you know, let's look at whether or not you converted the customer and stuff like that. Does the ROI actually come down? And by how much?
Actually, the ROI is actually reported based on each of the conversions. So, for example, if you're actually selling a $100 or $1,000 course or webinar, and the attribution actually helps you to achieve that objective, so that's where you get the $42 for every $1 spent.
No, but I understand. But the fact is that, you know, we're not also taking into account the fact that there was effort put into creating that email. Right? That there were man hours spent on it, while it may cost a smidgen only. The man hours and all that, once you take all of that into account, what do you usually find, Barry?
Okay, so basically, if you do it the traditional ways, you are doing email marketing, like sending out digital flyers, then of course, every campaign, you need to set up a new email, you need to create content. So that's why I actually focus on automation, where you actually set up an email sequence and the system will actually help you automatically send to the relevant subscribers at different points of time. So you don't really need to actually create a new campaign every time. So that actually helps to reduce your cost for each email campaign.
Right, keep it as lean as possible.
I'm curious about this automation system, Barry. Does it need to be constantly updated? What are some of the parameters you look at when it comes to setting up this automation system?
Okay, right. So usually, you have a strategy to actually set up automation. So that will actually depends on the objective that you want to achieve. So if you want to nurture this group of leads to become your customers, then you actually put them through this drip campaign sequence where, you know, after subscribing to your mailing list itself, one day later you receive an email from them to give you more content. So basically, we are actually sending you more content or offers to help you make a better buying decision. So at the end of the day, you turn these subscribers into customers, and that's the objective of your automated email campaign. So usually they are actually set once. So as and when you have new campaigns or new objectives, you set up a new automation campaign.
Okay.
Well, I guess coming from a communications background, I would have gotten to this next point eventually. It really matters how everything is written, right? Like your subject headline and your email subject headline and things like that.
Yep.
So as part of guiding businesses through this, how do you tackle that part of it? The actual communication? Because ultimately, you might have a great subject line. Once people open the email, there might be something in there that would turn them off. The graphics, the layout, all of that matters too, doesn't it?
Yes, correct. So there's no one-size-fits-all subject line or solution.
Of course, But what are the basic principles that you could apply to any campaign, essentially?
Okay, so I think one of the cool tips that we actually use is actually to personalize. So maybe if your subject title, where you have a mention of the person's first name or last name itself, and carry on with the rest of your subject title, that can actually help to attract the user to open up the email itself. But of course, all these subject titles that you are actually using has to be tested. So you do A-B testing based on certain segments of your subscribers, and then you see, pick up the winner with the best subject title that actually gives you more open rate of click-through rates. So it's all about testing.
Derry, with everything that we've talked about, any chance you'd have an example of a brand or a business that has done email marketing right?
Yes, so we have actually helped a lot of big brands and SMEs run successful email marketing campaigns. So for a well-known furnishing brand, we actually helped them to actually implement a customer re-engagement campaign. So they actually being sent an email to the segment of their loyal customers, inviting them to participate in an online survey. So these are your advocates of the brand. And based on the response of the survey itself, the email marketing tool will automatically send them follow-up emails with personalized offers, getting them to help advocate for the brand to their friends and relatives as well. So all this can be done using the email drip campaigns, which are all automated.
Mm. As with anything, Derry, I am sure there are disadvantages to email marketing as well. Tell me more about that and how to overcome those.
Okay, so one of the key disadvantages will be like if you send too much too often, so that will cause your email address to be marked as spam. So that can be very tricky. So once your email address or your email server gets marked as spam through all the other ESP itself, then it's a bit difficult for you to get your message into the subscriber's inbox again. So you need to do whitelisting, a lot of other technical stuff. So the other disadvantage will be, like what you mentioned earlier, getting emails to actually display nicely across devices, because right now you have screens and devices of different screen sizes. So it may be a bit challenging if you have a very complicated email design.
All right. We've been speaking with Derry Yong, Managing Director of iFoundries. Derry, thanks so much for your time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.